in Gautram Dweep. Lord Gauranga would regularly come when he saw the cows grazing and the simple cowherd boys. He would forget that he was a great learned, all-conquering Brahmin scholar, and he would take the mood of a little cowherd boy. He would play with all the cowherd boys, and they loved him more than they loved their lives. They were so proud. Here is the great Nimai Pandit, the great scholar, but with us, he's no longer a Brahmin. He's no longer a great, great academic teacher. He's just a gopa. He would play games with them, herd cows with them, and like that. After he began his Nam Sankirtan movement, he would roam through the nine islands of Navadweep doing Nam Sankirtan with his devotees. In Gaudram Dweep, they were doing kirtan hour after hour after hour. The devotees were very hungry and very thirsty. But they were in the middle of fields, far from everything. The Lord Chaitanya is always eager to satisfy his devotees. So he picked up a seed from a mango. With his own lotus-like hand, he dug a little hole in the earth, stuck the seed in, and covered it. Told the devotees to do kirtan. The devotees started doing kirtan, and right before their eyes, from the ground, a sprout popped out. Within seconds, that sprout grew into a tree. A few seconds later, it was a full mango tree with bright green mango leaves. And hardly a minute later, on all the branches, little buds started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And right before their eyes, the entire tree was filled with fully ripe, gigantic mangoes. Devotees kept chanting. Sri Gauranga was so happy. He personally, with his own hands, picked the mangoes, washed them, and ate one. Then he distributed one mango to each and every devotee with his own hands. But these were not ordinary mangoes. These were the great Vishvambhara's mangoes. Vishvambhara means one who nourishes the universe. In this occasion, he nourished his devotees. There was no seed within the mango and no skin on top of the mango. And it was a yellowish-orange color, fully ripe, like nectar. It wasn't a mango of this world. Was a mango from Goloka. It was Mahaprabhu's love that manifested that mango tree. And each one of those mango fruits was the fruit of Lord Chaitanya's love for each of his devotees. No skin and no seed, only mingle. Nectar mango. One mango fully satisfied the devotee who ate it. Nobody could even want any more. It was just perfect. Some devotees may have been real hungry. Some devotees may not be hungry. Some devotees may have been ascetics that only eat little, and other devotees were very enthusiastic about prasad. But whatever that devotee, yeyatamam prapadyante, Krishna says, I reciprocate with my devotee according to how they approach him. According to that devotee, each mango was just the perfect amount to make that devotee completely satisfied. And it wasn't that after they became satisfied, they all just went to sleep on their left sides. They were completely satisfied, and they the Lord reciprocated with them by giving their mangoes because they did such nice Nam Sankirtan. They were chanting his holy names. And how did they reciprocate? By dancing, raising their arms, and chanting the holy name. Today the name of that place is Amagat. The close to there is an area called Maha Varanasi. In Kashi, on the bank of the Ganga in Uttar Pradesh, if someone dies there, it is said that Lord Shiva whispers the name of Ram in that devotee's ear and gives him liberation. But Lord Shiva eternally resides in Godrumdvip. And those who die there, Lord Shiva doesn't just whisper. He chants the name Gauranga in their ears and gives them Krishna prema. Therefore, it is Mahavaranasi. We walk through the forest of Godrumdvip. Oh, there's also a very wonderful temple there called Harihara Kshetra, where there is a deity which is half Vishnu and half Shiva. Because so much quarrel between Vaishnavas and Shivites and everything like that. In fact, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was in Kanchipuram, he saw Shiva Kanchi, Vishnu Kanchi, and there were so many fights. Who is the supreme? And do you remember what Lord Nityananda Prabhu did? He laughed at them for being such neophytes and went on his worship both Shiva and Vishnu. Hare Krishna. Vishnu is the supreme, but Shiva is also an expansion of Vishnu. Vaishnavanam yathashambhu, he's Vishnu in the mood of the greatest devotee of Vishnu. So why should there be a conflict? There's no conflict between Vishnu and Shiva. But many people worship Shiva for mystic powers, for material benedictions, or for liberation. And Shiva will give that. He's Ashutosh. But what Shiva really wants to give is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which will bring us to Vrindavan, the eternal abode of the Lord in the spiritual world. We walked through the beautiful forest in Godrumdvip into Madhyamdvip, where we are now. the seven great rishis, they were performing their austerities. Lord Brahma informed them that the fruit of your real tapasya will only come if you go to Navadvipa Dham and worship Lord Gauranga. So they all came here to Madhyamdvipa and performed austerities. And right at noon, in the middle of the day, the Panchatattva appeared to them, dancing and singing. And from that time on, the seven rishis, their austerity became dancing and chanting.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all of their desires. Now where we are sitting today is called Naimasharanya. How many of you came on the yatra a few years ago where we went to Naimasharanya? Please raise your hands. Very, very small minority. Perhaps we should do it again. That yatra we spent 10 days in Vrindavan, and we spent 3-4 days in Ayodhya, and then 3 days in Naimasharanya. And we stopped in Lucknow between. According to the Shastras, Naimasharanya is the center of Brahma's universal creation. It is said like that the universe is like a wheel, and Naimasharanya is like the hub, the center of the wheel. Therefore, what is done there will extend for the benefit of the whole universe. And it is for this reason that when Kali Yuga was beginning, the sages headed by Sonaka Rishi went to the forest of Naimasharanya to perform a sacrifice for the welfare of humanity. And it was at that time that Suta Goswami, the son of Roma Harshan, who was specially blessed by Lord Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, he happened to be on the bank of the Ganga, in a place called Sutala, under a banyan tree, where he heard Shukadev Goswami speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. The sages of Naimasharanya wanted to hear from Suta Goswami about that most historical narration. It was there in Naimasharanya that Suta Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Kali Yuga was coming. The effects of Kali were already there. Toward the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami, he recites, Krishna Varnam Visakrishnam Sango Pankasha Parashuram Yagyai Sankirtana Priyaya Janti Hishumedasha. People in this age of Kali who have good intelligence, good Sukriti, they will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appears in his beautiful golden complexion along with his associates through the congregational chanting of the holy names. And the very last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Parnashanam, that just by chanting the holy names of the Lord and offering obeisances with all humility to the Lord, one will be free from their sins and attain the Lord's grace. So the sages of Naimasharanya, they wanted to know more about this incarnation of the Lord with a golden complexion that should be worshipped through Sankirtan. He was talking about Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Sutta Goswami informed them all that all the holy places are in Navadvip, the abode of Lord Chaitanya, including Naimasharanya. Let's go there and continue. Saunaka Rishi, all the sages of Naimasharanya came here. And Sutta Goswami described the pastimes and teachings of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he was speaking, the sages were in absolute rapt attention hearing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, and the pastimes of mercy upon all the most fallen souls. Lord Shiva heard that this Gaur Katha was going on in Naimasharanya, in Navadvip. He didn't want to miss a word of it. From the higher realms, he jumped on his bull Nandi and said, "Go fast." And Nandi was going as fast as he could go. But Lord Shiva was so enthusiastic. He did not want to miss a word of Lord Chaitanya's leelas. So, just Nandi, go faster, go fast. I'm going as fast as I can. But it wasn't fast enough. So Lord Shiva saw Brahma's swan was much faster. And he just jumped on Brahma's swan and said, "Go!" And he just came right here. And here Lord Shiva relished the nectar of Gauranga Katha. So the name of this place is Hamsavahan, the place where Lord Shiva used Brahma's swan as his vehicle. And very special, in this lake behind this banyan tree, close by, the deity of Lord Shiva on Brahma's swan is kept underwater the whole year. One day a year, there's a big festival, and they take the deity of Hamsavahan out of the water. And we passed the temple of Hamsavahan. One day a year, they put the deity in that temple. Many of you were very excited to see the deity, but you had to worship him in separation. The deity is worshipped for one day there, and then they take the deity on a parikrama throughout Navadvip for another couple days. And then back under the water, where he remains for a full year. One beautiful and essential lesson of this story is this is the quality of one who is Krishna conscious. And it's also the quality that is necessary to become Krishna conscious. Eagerness to hear about Krishna. Sarinbatam svakata krishna punya sravana kirtana hridyantasto hya bhadrani vidunoti suhritsatam. Sutta Goswami spoke this, that if you are genuinely enthusiastic eager to hear about Krishna. Krishna is so pleased by that eagerness that he reciprocates by cleansing the anartas from your heart. This is how bhakti works. By chanting his holy names with enthusiasm, by hearing with enthusiasm, by avoiding offenses, by serving with enthusiasm, Krishna's pleased. When Krishna's pleased, he eradicates the anartas, the lust and the envy and the anger and the pride and the greed and the anger and illusion from the heart. We have no power to eradicate envy and lust and greed and pride, because these are forces beyond a conditioned soul. They're even beyond the capacity of a jiva to independently eradicate. They're the forces of nature, Krishna's nature. Daiviheshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. But if we take shelter of Krishna, he frees us from these three modes of nature. But how? How to do that? We must please Krishna. And this is what Krishna explains, the method of how we please him. By our eagerness, by our enthusiasm. We were reading, yes, we were speaking in the day of the Mahaprakash Leela, how Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the only way to conquer Krishna is the eagerness, the intense eagerness to want to hear and chant his glories. And Rupa Goswami says there's only one price for Krishna consciousness. Lobha. Sometimes lobha is translated as greed. But what it really means is the intense enthusiasm, the intense eagerness, the intense greed to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to serve Krishna and his devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, in order for to be a preacher, you have to have enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, you are dead. When Prabhupada was asked, what if I don't have enthusiasm? Prabhupada said, you act enthusiastic. That's all. You act enthusiastic. And Krishna will see that you want it by your expression, and then he will give you enthusiasm. So yes, just that eagerness to hear and chant his glories will invoke Krishna's mercy by which he will cleanse our heart and awaken love within our heart. But then Sutta Goswami in Naimasharanya explains how that genuine eagerness is awakened. Shushusho shadadanasya vasudeva kataruchi. Syan mahat sevaya vipra pundya tirthana sevanat. By serving great souls that taste to hear and chant about Krishna is awarded to us by Krishna within our heart. By being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. With humility, sincerity, and enthusiasm, by serving Guru, Vaishnavas, Krishna is pleased. And he will give us that eagerness. He will give us that enthusiasm. That's all that's required. Yes. Mahajano yena katasa panta. Lord Chaitanya said there is only one way to attain Krishna. And that is by following in the footsteps of the Mahajans, the great souls. And one of the great Mahajans is Lord Shiva. And what is he teaching us? By his example, we must follow in his footsteps. The eagerness to hear about Krishna. Now, Lord Shiva, he came all the way. He came a long distance. Some of you have come a long distance. This yatra is quite amazing. I was told by Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj that there were 3,800 devotees registered. And I see a lot of people here who are not registered also. Close to 4,000 devotees. There are devotees who have come from Iceland, from Australia, from the United States of America, from Italy and from the UK. There are devotees from Russia, Moscow, from the Middle East, from Singapore, from Bombay. From Africa. And they were also enthusiastic. They also took airplanes. Closest thing to Hamsa Vahans. That's available to mortals like us. But please know, Lord Shiva, he came from a very long place. He came from another planet. He was so enthusiastic. He didn't want to miss a word. Nandi is fast. But he wasn't fast enough for Lord Shiva. And it's not that after Lord Shiva came here, he fell asleep during the katha. He was totally, his heart, his ears, his life was just absorbing with such enthusiasm. Because Krishna's name and Hari Katha are none different than Krishna. When an authorized speaker is repeating Krishna's teachings or the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees, that sound vibration is non different than Krishna. Factually, the pastime is taking place here and now through sound. But we will realize that according to how we approach. If we're enthusiastic and grateful to hear every word, then that message, Krishna's presence through that sound vibration is going to penetrate deep within your heart and awaken your eternal soul and your love. But if we're sleeping, then Krishna will reciprocate. And he'll also become sleepy. Yes? If you're like, if you're thinking, when will he end? Then Krishna will test you for some time. But then in due course of time, he'll fulfill your desire. Yes. And it will end. And that's what you get. You get, it ended. Now I can think about something else. I could do something else. No doubt, some benefit will be there. But if in your heart of heart, let it go on forever. It's Krishna, it's Krishna. So eager to hear. Krishna will reciprocate. And he will awaken more and more and more eagerness, more and more enthusiasm, more and more faith. But in order for Krishna to take our desire seriously, we must very humbly and sincerely serve his devotees. Without that, it's all superficial. If we don't have that proper service attitude, even if we have a great eagerness to hear about Krishna, it's on the mental platform. But when we have that service attitude, then Krishna will bring that eagerness to the genuine spiritual platform where it awakens our hearts, our souls. Mahajano Yena Kadasa Panta. The enthusiasm of Lord Shiva to hear about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we read about when Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya delivered Jagai and Madhai. Lord Shiva was so ecstatic to hear that story. How he was dancing. Do you remember? His matted hair was just flying in all directions. He was dancing and dancing and dancing. He screaming out in tumultuous voice the holy names of Lord Gauranga. And seeing him, his sons, Ganesh, started dancing in ecstasy. Kartikeya was dancing in ecstasy. Everyone was dancing in ecstasy. So let us follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva. Here in Hamsa Vahan, and be very, very enthusiastic to hear, to chant, to dance for Krishna's pleasure and to serve the Vaishnavas. Shall we have kirtan now? Now don't imitate Lord Shiva, but follow in his footsteps. If any of the brahmacharis make sure you keep your clothes on, you are not Lord Shiva. But we should have the enthusiasm. And enthusiasm for a neophyte devotee is an austerity. As we become advanced, it becomes the spontaneous nature of our devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi.